Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hit it with a little turn, lizard with that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy ain't talking. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
Froggy, how are you?
I could have done without that hockey game last night.
No. Oh, yeah.
And I know your favorite, the old shorthanded goal.
Oh, wow. You know I lost my mind, right? Wait. Here's what's crazy, Marcos. I'm watching the TV, and they score. And it's a shorty, so I'm already, you know, on high alert. And I'm thinking to myself, they're shorthanded. How do they get a 2-on-1?
Turnover. Happens.
I'm just saying, you got more guys, and they end up with a 2-on-1 with three people on the ice. How is that possible?
Very annoying. Cats lose last night 5-3. Vinny Trocheck with the breaker there in the third period, shorthanded 4-3 for the Rangers. Panthers lose. We'll get more into it later on. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We will, of course, start today with the news of the day, which is the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey. Slick Rick!
Whoa! We owe him an apology.
I don't owe him an apology.
You don't.
I don't owe him an apology. I told you, I believe Slick Rick.
I will never doubt you again.
His name is Slick Rick. Like, yeah. You get what you get.
Slick Rick. Slick Rick scoops.
Scoops.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right.
Slick. That's good.
I would say this.
Why am I excited about this?
Because I mean,
here's the problem.
You like him. You like Drew.
So the problem with all this is.
Let me just give the news to everybody. Okay. The Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey. This was re-reported today by the NFL Network's Ian Rapoport. The Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually set to explore trade options, and it wouldn't be a surprise if he played elsewhere this upcoming season, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero.
Okay. So everybody's looking at the wrong thing here. The Dolphins are in a position where they've paid two guys a lot of money. And if you want to get rid of them, you're getting pennies on the dollar. Because they're both older, one comes with baggage, and one is over 30.
They're both over 30. I mean,
they're both over 30. But Jalen.
Jalen Ramsey probably got like 4 years left in him, right? Like,
right.
I don't think Tyreek,
you don't know how many years you got because you got the other stuff.
Yeah, you never know how he's going to behave.
Right. So everybody, if you're bargaining or you're trying to trade for any one of those two guys, you actually are in the driver's seat because of said reasons. Not to mention the contracts that you have to absorb. And so I think the Dolphins are in a bad spot in that, what do? You're not going to really get anything for them of substance. Could you just go ahead on and get rid of them and have the money, right? Have the money to be able to do other things.
You're not really going to have the money this year, though. You're gonna get hit with cap hits for the Dolphins. But the thing with Ramsey, this is what it says. Ramsey is currently due $25.1 million, fully guaranteed in 2025. He's already gotten his roster bonus, so the new team would pick up $21.1 million this year to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. He just got the new deal last year, mm-hmm. which was a three-year extension, which kind of makes you feel like he probably went back to him again and be like, more guaranteed money for next year?
That's quick.
It's Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Do you not recall this is the man at 23 years old showed up in the Brinks truck?
Yeah.
Which, like, and to what I would say is, the Dolphins probably like, hey, dude, paid you last year, and we don't know what flux we are this season. He goes, oh, you guys don't believe in yourselves? Not a contender? Send me to one who will pay me. And have another year guaranteed for me next year.
Here's the problem. Of all the teams that are contenders, who needs a corner?
Oh, I don't know. And I don't even necessarily think that he wants to go to a contender. Like, I think it's probably a money thing. Yeah. It always is with Jalen Ramsey, which I'm not hating.
You know,
that's what happens when you get Jalen Ramsey.
I clearly wish I had been more like that when I played. Right? When I played, I thought, and I just had in my mind at the time, that success to me was playing with your same team with different regimes and different coaches and still being a staple of that team. And then for reasons I can't explain, they said, you make too much, we're going to get rid of you. And I'm like, if I'd have known this the way it was 2 years ago, I wouldn't have never showed any loyalty towards you.
Right.
And so, whereas I understand why players do this, and I'm not necessarily upset with them, I will say this, is that I think the league itself has built this based on the fact that, what do we get excited for when the season's over with? Who's going to get cut? Who's going to be a June 1st cut?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to give money back? It's not ever, hey, we got this guy in the contract for two more years. Like basketball is a totally different thing. I know it's guaranteed, but you don't think like this. And so now the other side is thinking the same way. And I think there's some that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, not everybody does. I mean, there are guys who think that, but I know Jalen Ramsey don't. And I'm not hating on him.
I'm not mad at all.
But I think Jalen Ramsey's like, oh, it's not my fault. You guys aren't contending.
Right.
Like, you guys are in a spot where, you know, you feel like you're in flux because this deal didn't work. And that's where the Dolphins are at right now. Like, look, the Dolphins went to the table. They rolled the dice. They tried vet moves. They tried Tyreek Hill. Their best chance was 2 years ago. Didn't work out. And now the Dolphins are at a pivot point right now.
My problem with all of this, right? Have you ever met an organization that end up having success that built their team from the outside in?
I mean,
let's think about it. Okay, look at the Eagles. The last piece they added was Saquon Barkley.
Probably the last team I can think of is the Rams.
Okay.
The Rams did. The Rams.
Yeah, but they also, look what they had up front. They had a Hall of Fame left tackle.
They had the greatest defender.
And they had Aaron. Yeah.
But they had Ramsey, Odell, and Matt Stafford were all not their guys.
Yeah, but look at who they had. Was Wentworth there?
Wentworth was there.
Right.
They had
an offensive line that was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They had a defensive line. Unbelievable. I'm saying. So then you could go do that, right? When you look at Philadelphia. We talk about all the other parts, but the most important thing is the offensive defensive line. When you look at Detroit, what is the first thing Man Campbell said when he went there? We're going to be tougher. We're going to be physical up front. And they built from that way out.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only team that I know that built from outside in. In the end, was average at best.
And the end, the ends that were good, they said, hey, see you. Go to Vegas.
Right. So if you've watched enough football and you watch a championship or when it gets towards the end, they don't talk about wide receivers and running backs as much as they talk about those guys playing behind offense and defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
So why does this team think that they can do it any different than all the other franchises that have won?
I think that there was probably a world a couple of years ago that they could have if all things would have broke their way, but they didn't.
Nope. Nope. Every team
I think they could have. Like, Leroy, look, we talked about it in the aftermath. When they had that game in Kansas City where it was freezing,
yeah,
that team literally was signing, like, pass rushers off the street. Like,
no,
that,
I know.
That team fell apart at the end. That was their chance, and everybody just kind of went into this past year. And look, to Stephen Ross's, you know, detriment is he did take care of all his guys, and none of them have worked out for him. Not the right. Tua contract, not the Tyreek contract, not the Jalen Ramsey contract.
I'm not going to say the Tua contract.
Well, like, he missed six games last year.
I know
that
was literally the number one fear
about not paying him.
But it's his situation is not like the other guys.
They're not, at what point when things don't work out do people talk about the situation? You know, like, you knew, we all acknowledge Tua is a good player, but he has one flaw, and that is his health.
Yep.
He is not available, and that really bit them in the ass last year. And so for the people who were skeptical about him and said, hey, have him play out the fifth year, if he was playing off of his fifth year last year, yeah, you're not maybe paying him $55 million. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't know, but probably not. So none of the bets they made on their established guys worked out for them. Oh, my goodness. Hello. 10:15 today. A little late skis, huh? Oh,
you're late.
A little late skis today, huh?
I'm hitting the staircase.
Huh?
In the staircase.
Oh, don't worry. I wrote a ticket.
I told her, you know what we got to do?
Wait, I banged on it for like 5 minutes. Then,
and no one opened.
Nobody opened.
Did you text anybody?
I ended up texting Marcos and I called him when he wouldn't answer.
Man.
Yeah, because we start at 10.
That is fair. Like, you knew we were busy.
I'm just saying. You text at 10:10.
So Chris Cruz meeting with the media today?
1 o'clock. PM. It's not.
What is he going to say? My bad.
I would like to ask him, and I don't know how this. I would like to ask him one question, and that would be when you look at all of the contenders, the one thing they talk about is the line of scrimmage. And you've built this team the opposite way.
What's the question? Why did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hell were you thinking, Chris Greer?
No, think about every time you turn on a TV and hear a football person talk about a team. It starts and ends with how well they protect the quarterback and how well they get after the quarterback. Every week, you may have a great wide receiver. You may have a great running back. But every conversation and every point in time, especially when it gets to the championships and the Super Bowl, they talk about the guys up front. I didn't make that up.
No, I know, but I feel like he's already addressed that this year, hasn't he? Like, he said that.
With who?
With the media. Has he
already
said, with the media? Yeah, he's already said, like, obviously, you know.
No. I don't want to hear obviously, okay, because y'all laughed at us last year.
I know, but he already bit the bullet on that question. I mean, look, it's going to be on his tombstone if he ends up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that is. Whatever he has to do to get
fired.
He's going to
have two comments. That, laughing, and F those picks.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I didn't have a problem with F those picks.
No, I
It's
listen,
just you burned out your time. That's
but,
it.
But my whole, and I've always had this problem, and I've told you this all the time, that you need some consistency up front, especially on the offensive side of the ball, when you need to protect your most valuable asset. He can't be running for his life. Because guess what?
Yeah, but you want to know something? F them picks would have worked, or it could have worked, if your second round pick 1 year wasn't a cornerback that you took who never played, and you would have taken a lineman and put him in there.
Right.
Well, whoever again, it would have been.
Again, that brings back to the same.
No, but it's not that F them picks couldn't have worked. I get it. You can have you if you trade for the number one player in the NFL, that's worth two first round picks.
Right.
But when you have to take those other picks, you can't draft useless players.
Right.
And he's not good.
And what you said is actually helping my point. If he wouldn't draft a cornerback and draft an offensive line instead of making a terrible assumption.
Eichenberg's going to work this year. Oh, what? You kept trying to go back to that well. Dum-dum. And you brought him back. Why?
I told you why.
That's why Ramsey wants out.
I told
you. He said we brought back who? Eichenberg is back. Gymnast splits.
I told you why they brought him back. I told you why.
Because they're stupid.
And think of Eichenberg as that guy who sits on the bench in baseball and is your utility player.
But he always ends up playing.
Because everybody gets hurt. That's a whole nother conversation.
Because Frank, our ringer at first base, took a line drive off the dome. Get back in there, Eichenberg.
Right. Right. That's. But everybody has on their roster one or two guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive line. Yeah, you may not get to them. In some cases, you hope you don't have to. But they have those utility guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive
line.
He's
not Mike Mordecai, dude.
Huh?
Mike Mordecai. That's a utility player.
They don't make him like Mike Mordecai.
They don't make him like Mike Mordecai anymore. Or a Mezega. Take a break. Back with more to this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.